money out of it once and for all, even if that takes a constitutional amendment.
But Clinton's operation is struggling to drum up support for its own super PAC. Wealthy liberals are reluctant this early in the race. It's starting to look like a rerun from 4 years ago. Then the Democrats' presidential super PAC didn't really get rolling until August 2012, 3 months before Election Day. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Todd Gleason. You're listening to Illinois Public Media here from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. Let's check in with the numbers as they're trading in Chicago on this Monday morning. Futures are higher for the day. July contract in the corn pit is up 3 cents at 363.5. December, 381.25, 3.25 higher. Next year's July at 406.5 in the corn pit, up 3.5 cents. July soybeans up 9.75, $9.47.5 the trade. September at 923. 3.25 up 7.25, November at 9.22, 7.75 higher, and January beans up 7.5 cents. Bean meal futures up $5.20, bean oil down 58 cents. Soft red winter wheat in the July at 5.28.5, 11.5 higher, and the hard red up 11.5 cents as well. Live cattle futures are a dime higher. Feeder cattle are up 32.5 cents, and lean hogs are 17.5 cents higher. Here to explain why is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, I had about 0.8 inch in 15 minutes in the first run yesterday, but a total overnight, at least in my own gauge of the house, of about 2.6 inch. How did things go there in your Bloomington Normal area?
Yeah, locally here, we were right around 3.5. See, on west of us there, Danvers, I think they reported over 6 inches, so there's some areas just got really deluged real bad. But there's pretty good water standing. You know, we had moisture there last week and over here the weekend. There's some totals anywhere from 5 to 8 inches, you know, for over 7 days. So it's got some moisture to drain off and through here, and that's what's giving the market a little support here this morning. The idea is maybe a little too much rain in some areas, and we get another round this coming weekend, we could start to see deterioration in the crop ratings.
You think that'll happen today or not yet?
Probably not today. I don't see a big change. Still looking for 74% of the corn crop good to excellent. Beans, probably around that 70-73% good to excellent. But we still have beans to put in, and that's going to be tough going here for a week or two.
And what do you think it'll show on total percentage done nationwide for soybeans?
I think we're in this 83% complete. The trade estimate thing, we're from 79 to 83%. So we'll come in somewhere in there.
What are your expectations for the trade today?
Well, I think we're going to remain firm. The funds are still short, need to cover some shorts. The short-term momentum indicators are still up, even though we're getting to some levels here. We're going to start running into some resistance, but I think we'll stay firm here today, then kind of see if we develop some business here throughout the week or not after the report's out of the way on Wednesday.
Tell me a bit more about the report. WASD, World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, are due out at 11 o'clock Central Time on Wednesday.
Don't know if any numbers are going to be really earth-shattering. Traditionally, kind of play conservative and wait and see what the stocks report shows at the end of the month and get an idea where we are on the usage numbers, and then also to the acreage number, you know, see if there's any changes there. But as far as wheat goes, just about unchanged, domestic numbers, that is, from the previous month there in May. I don't see a big change there at all. Corn-wise, there's ideas this old corn ending stocks go up maybe 50 million bushels. The corn exports continue to be a concern there. You know, as far as new crop, it just depends what guys want to do with the acreage and the yield per se. But I wouldn't be surprised to see this new crop corn number go up maybe 50 to 100 million bushels. I don't think we'll go over 2 billion bushels. I just don't believe numbers are going to get real aggressive until we see what the numbers are here at the end of the month. As far as beans go, I think old bean number is going to stay unchanged, 350. New bean, last time in May, we were at 500 million. We'd probably swing that down to 450, but still looking at burdensome amount of bean inventory, not only domestic but worldwide.
Some have turned their eyes towards wheat, hoping that it would lead this marketplace out of the bottom end. Do you think that will be possible?
Well, wheat's been the victim of the spread activity, and they're loaded up on the short side on the wheat. Kind of feels like wheat's got fairly good support here, $5 in the July Chicago. Ideas are we get about 5.5, 4.45, 5.45, 5.50. We'll probably run out of steam. Even though there's some quality concerns in some of the wet areas on wheat, we'll still run into some harvest pressure as we start to approach the last half of June.
What are the other fundamentals that you've been looking at for corn and soybeans, whether they be domestic or global?
Well, mainly just domestic here, and still concerned fundamentally from just visiting producers is the number one question that we get daily is, still have some old corn, what should I do with it?
So it's domestic, it's supply in that case.
For now, overall basis is, strong. Producers been tight holding through here, sort of cat and mouse, and it's a little bit of a concern that the stocks at the end of the month here might show just a little bit bigger number. But overall, the main fundamental news would be weather. The weatherman sort of has control here as we go through the next 2 to 3 weeks.
And for old crop supplies, have you bought in yet to the idea that the lateness of the Delta region planting for corn will cause strength later into the season this summer for cash prices, at least for corn, than we've seen as of recent?
Well, it might be a little bit for that location, but for the most part, we feel we're going to see some fairly good movement of corn, with the idea that we're going to need to make room for new crop supplies at the end of this marketing season. But that's sort of been the savior in here, that we won't see that early harvest pressure out of the south, along with the producer unloading old crop to make room for new crop. So it kind of avoids a disaster in our mind.
Avoids the disaster a bit, but that, I suppose, what does that mean? You've been telling producers, when they call in and they ask that question, I've got a bin full of corn, what do I do with it?
Well, it varies. Each individual is a little different, but we've been recommending to move that cash grain and replace it with paper. Several reasons. One is it frees up cash flow, keeps your working capital intact in through here. Then if we do see some weather concerns as we go through the growing season, we can recoup some upside momentum and sort of play it that way. When you look at option premium, option volatility, there's been a lot of option strategies that's been real attractive just due to the low option volatility. So you can replace ownership quite cheap and have the comfort knowing you've sold the cash grain, you've got your money. If it goes up, I'm still on board. If it doesn't go up, I'm just out a little bit. So we feel that's the best strategy right now. It's a win-win situation for everybody.
So you're going to buy a call option, is that correct?
Yes and no.
Okay. That's all right. I understand.
From the conservative point of view, yes, you're right. But some people aren't just comfortable with just buying calls. Some people don't like complicated strategies either, but your thinking's right. Correct, yes.
Okay, hey, thank you so much.
Take care.
That's Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us on the mid-morning market report here from Illinois Public Media. Time now is coming up on 10 o'clock Central Time in Chicago. Futures are up about 3 cents in the corn. Bean futures are 7 to 9 higher. Bean meal's up 5.40. Bean oil's down 59 cents. The live cattle futures are a dime higher. Feeder cattle are unchanged. Lean hogs are up 22 cents. And wheat futures are about a dime higher at this hour as well. The outside markets show us crude oil at $58.51. That's down 62. The Arbobber wholesale price of gasoline is 2 3/10 of a cent lower for the day at $2.06 of a cent. And ethanol futures at $1.55 9/10 up 8 cents. Natural gas is up 8.5 cents. Diesel fuel down 1 2/10 for the day. Gold futures not trading yet. U.S. dollar down 50.52, that is, at 95.789. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. A 50% chance of showers, some thunderstorms today after 1 o'clock. Partly sunny, a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers before 10. Partly cloudy and a low of 63. And sunny skies tomorrow with a high near 86 degrees on a west-northwest wind at 6 to 9. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 66. And sunny skies on Wednesday will go all the way to 90 degrees on Wednesday. Cool down to 67 on Wednesday evening under partly cloudy skies. You're listening to Illinois Public Media.